الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we continue in our khutbah from last Friday, today continuing the part 2 as we promised to finish it off on the topic of Salah. We already covered the preliminary issues of why we pray, what is the reason of praying, what does the prayer does in our life, what is the perspective. And we stopped last Friday at the point of where Allah SWT tells us that successful are the people who pray. Why? Because of the specific character of their prayer. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. This is where we stopped last Friday, and inshallah we'll continue with this today and finish off this topic. What is Allah SWT asking us? First and foremost, like we said, Allah SWT already said in many different places in the Quran about the character of a mu'min, Muslim, that is the person who establishes salah. Those who? Iqamat salah. Like Allah said, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Why do we establish prayer? Look, Allah never said wasalli. No, Allah said waqim as-salat. Waqim as-salat. Okay, iqamati as-salat. Waqim as-salat. In different places, the word is qiyam, establishment, making it manifest, making it permanent. Not praying haphazardly, not praying rushingly, not praying as if to get rid of a duty, an assignment that is obligated on us. Rather, the word iqamati as-salat gives far-reaching wisdom to the person that these are people who have time on their hand, who have stability in their prayer, who have the concentration, khushu' in their prayer. And that's what Allah is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, successful are the believers. Why are they successful? Reason number one, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are those believers who are successful, not just any believer. But Allah is giving ism mawsool, is the noun of joining, that there are those believers, al-lazeen, not kullu al-mu'min. Yes, the word is clear that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Every believer is successful. But within that believer, the true successful is the one al-lazeen hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Khashya, khushu. There are those believers who have in their salah khushu. Khushu meaning submissiveness, concentration. Full concentration, devotion, commitment. Such a salah that you don't know what is going on around you. Let alone that around you, you don't even know what's going on in your own mind. How many times we have experienced where we say Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar. Or the Imam says Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar. And we go behind him, Allahu Akbar. And then we fold our hand. And then we recite the sunnah. And before we even realize that the Imam is saying to go for ruku, Allahu Akbar, we don't even realize. Why? Because as soon as we said Allahu Akbar, and now I have to fix my car, the brakes has been squeaking. I have to finish that grocery list that my wife gave the other day. I have that project due, which is deadline is coming on Friday afternoon. These thoughts erupt, and erupt to corrupt the mu'min, the thought, the mental process. That is why we see that we need to say A'udhu Billahi Shaitan Rajeem, the moment any waswas, because Shaitan is out there to get us. Shaitan's biggest goal is to corrupt the salah, to disrupt the salah. Shaitan's biggest goal is to steal the salah from us. As one of the riwayats of Rasulullah says, that the moment the mu'min says Allahu Akbar, Takbiratul Ihram, Shaitan with all his might and his people is out there to get the salah of these mu'min. Imagine when we are praying in jama'ah like this, how much the shaitan is striving to get the prayer, deviating different things, putting thoughts in minds people, making them remember things. You know, we forget a lot of things, don't we? But sometimes, when do we remember if we forgot something? Salah. But I give you a small qissa, incident of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh. One time a person came to him, to Imam Abu Hanifa, and he said, "Yeah, Imam, I have lost this thing and I can't find it. I've been searching and searching, looking for it. I've forgotten where I put it. I don't know where it is. I've forgotten about it." Look at the Imam. Of course, we don't take this incident in the sense that we do this, but the Imam's wisdom teaching us that, look, you are already human instinct-wise. You're used to it. You will see what will happen. Shaitan doesn't want us to pray. The wisdom of the Imam saying, he told the man, make wudu, make niyyah for 2 rak'ah, get on your foot, start praying, you will see, you will remember where you put it. And subhanAllah, that man came back to Imam Abu Hanifa and he said, your wisdom worked. I remembered where I had put in that thing, I forgot it. Of course, this incident doesn't mean that we make prayer and that we start remembering where we put it. Why? What was the wisdom of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam al-Azam, Imam of Fikr, as he's known, a very great Imam, an Imam of philosophy and intellect? He's teaching us a lesson. He's saying, look, to prove and clearly show you the hadith of Rasulullah that shaitan is out there to get your salah, the moment you say Allahu Akbar, shaitan doesn't want you to be khushu in salah, submissive in prayer. Shaitan doesn't want you to have khushya, taqwa in salah. So shaitan will come and say, hey, listen, you forgot about that thing, you've left it over there. And now, because it only takes one thought, and the thought begins a chain, like a snake. And then from one thought to another, to another, 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 and your mind dwindles down in stories. And before long, you know, you can write a whole book about all the thoughts you had before the Imam said, Allahu Akbar, to go in ruku. And then when the Imam came back from sujood for the second rak'ah, again the thought dwindles on. That is why we see that one of the steps of having khushu in salah is to focus on the place of sujood. Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallam, what do you say about the salah of the person who he or she says Allahu Akbar and then they start looking up? The eyesight. Forget about up, looking here, right, left, what's going on. I've seen people in America, in masajid, having Allahu Akbar and literally turning over, turning the neck, looking at the right or left. Adults. Now, I'm not saying this to in a condescending way or criticize any one Muslim, but I'm saying in jama'ah, in group, that we need to see our prayer. We need to see where is our khushu in salah. So she asked Rasulullah, he said, that is the stealing of shaitan. When she asked him that, what do you say about the person who makes the niyyah, takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar, and then that person's eyesight goes up, goes, hey, what is that? He said, dhaka. That is the thing of the stealing of shaitan. Shaitan is stealing his or her prayer. Because the submissiveness, khushu, taqwa, khushu, and everything is gone. Khashi of Allah. But when we say Allahu Akbar, and we are having our eyesight focused on the place of sujood, then we are at least in the communication process of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will try to avert any kind of disruption and distraction. Because it's so easy to be distracted if your eyesight is always roaming around. But it's very difficult to be distracted if your eyesight is focused on the maqam of sujood. And whatever you're reciting, you're trying to pay attention. That's why the ulama scholars say, one of the steps of building khushu in salah, know what you're reciting. What are you saying? We recite Fatiha, but do we know the meaning of Fatiha? We recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad, or any other surah, but do we know the meaning of it? Whatever surah we memorize, at least we should reflect and look at the meaning of it, at least once in the time, so that we know when we use that salah, when we use that in the salah, we have khushu in the salah. Because the salah of the Sahaba radhiyallahu majma'in was such that, look at the khushu of Sahaba, that they would have a spear or an arrow in their leg inflicted, and they're paining, they're moaning with the pain, groaning about it, and they're thinking, how should we take it out? The other Sahabi, they said, we take it, it's going to pain. And he said, I have a better idea, let me get into salah nafil, rak'atayn nafil, let me make me of 2 nafil. While I am in my prayer, the moment I said Allahu Akbar, you guys go ahead and start taking that arrow, and I will finish my prayer. So when this Sahabi, I forget the name, I believe it was probably Ali ibn Anhu or some other, but when he finished his salah, he said, As-salamu alaykum to Allah, As-salamu alaykum to Allah. He turned back and look at the question he asked. He said, by the way, did you guys take out the arrow? Did you guys take out the arrow? Wouldn't you know if somebody's pulling out an arrow out of your body? But this is the khushu. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. This is the khushu in the salah. Knowing the meaning, focusing on the salah, understanding who are they in communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making all the furu of salah, making all the fara'id and sunan of salah with tahammul, with sabr. Not that, like I said last time, last Friday, not that kind of salah that where you say Allahu Akbar and you haven't even finished غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين and you see the person next to you has finished his salah. You both started together, you are still saying غير المغضوب عليهم. He also started with you or she started with you, and before you even say غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, the person is saying السلام to Allah, السلام to Allah. There is something to think about. If you, in the minutes, in the time that it took you to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen to غير المغضوب عليهم, and a person finishes two rak'atayn in salah, how fast may they have recited Fatiha? How fast may they have recited the surah? How fast did they do their ruku? How fast did they do their sujood? How fast did they say Subhana Rabbil A'la, Subhana Rabbil Azeem? As many times kids, I teach kids in Ghazal, I keep telling them, look, we are not here in a rushing game. We're not missing a train or a plane at the airport. Let me say, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, some, it's different with kids as well as with adults. We need to learn that when we are praying, we need to pray with stability, with sabr, patience. Time is not running out. Because this is the time that is of the most crucial and vital of essence. This time that you are in the salah is the most blessed time on the face of this earth. Because this is the time when you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In communication, whatever happens in your life, whatever goes around in your things, is determined how much time you spend in salah. If we finish our salah in a minute, in 30 seconds, we are really showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how much respect we have for you, Ya Allah. And then when it comes to tragedy and trauma and difficulty, we say, why isn't Allah listening to my dua? Why isn't Allah paying attention to my problems and difficulties? Why is Allah taking such a long time to relieve me from this agony? Rather than asking those questions, we should be asking ourselves, are we really praying the right way that we're supposed to pray? Are we going in ruku with tahammul, with sabr, with sukoon, itminan, tam'anina? As they describe the salah of Rasulullah was with so much sakina tam'anin. Of course, by the same token, when he would pray in jama'ah, he would not expedite it, but he would do all the steps the right way, but the qira'ah he would shorten. Instead of reciting some big ruku or a whole surah Baqarah, he would recite the middle, medium part surahs. Why? Khashyan, that there are old people behind him, there are kids, there are women behind, there are people with haja, with needs, so he would not elongate the prayer. And some people misconstrue this meaning. They say, oh look, if the ruhul did not elongate the prayer, that means we can rush SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. We can rush SubhanAllah Azim, SubhanAllah Azim. No. He never rushed the arkan of salah. The ruku, the sujood, the qiyam, the qa'da. He would do at his proper time. But the qira'ah in the raka'at, yes, that is the only thing that he would shorten, fearing that there are older people, weak people, frail, fragile people, kids and women, so for that in jama'ah. But whenever he prayed alone, of course, that's the same thing he said for his sahaba, when you pray alone, you have all the time in the world for you. Spend an hour, spend a half an hour, spend 2 hours, whatever you want, concerning you and Allah. But when you're leading as an imam in jama'ah, be mindful of other people's necessities. And that is why we see the salah of Rasulullah, he said that when you make ruku, he said that when you make sujood, he said when you come up from the ruku for qiyam, he said when you come up from the sujood for the qa'da, in everything have sabr, have tahammul, have sakina tam'anina, peace and serenity, tranquility. You know, today people ask, brother, how can I get peace in my life? I have a lot of restlessness. I have a lot of perturbing and devastation in my mind and heart. My spirit, my soul is really, really in a very, very perturbed, agonizing form. How can I get peace, tranquility? Salah. Salah. That's what Allah said in the Quran. حافظوا على الصلاة والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this in Surah Baqarah. Protect your salat, preserve your salat, defend your salat, حافظ الصلاة والصلاة الوسطى. Protect your salat from being wasted. Protect your salat from being passed out, in the sense that you miss the time. The time for Asr went, you miss the salat. Now even if you make up, it's not the fault that was there. for hifz of salah in two ways. One, protect your salah from shaitan, it doesn't deviate you, doesn't corrupt you in the salah. And also protect your salah that shaitan doesn't let you procrastinate and delay the salah, that you miss the waqt of salah. Because when a sahabi came to Rasulullah and said, أَيُّ أَمَلْ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, said, what is the best, beloved, most lovable thing to Allah SWT? What is the best amal, good deed? Any answer could have come. But look at the answer. It speaks volumes about the importance and gravity of salah. He said, As-salatu ala waqtiha. As-salatu ala ish ala waqtiha. يعني هناك وقت مقرر للصلاة خاصا لله سبحانه وتعالى. Punctuality. I know Dhuhr is 2 and 3 hours long, especially now that the summertime is coming. But if I pray at the third hour of Dhuhr that it's valid, what am I telling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course, if I don't have any valid excuse, if there is an emergency, if there is a necessity, if there is a valid excuse for the delay in salah, that is understandable. But suppose somebody was just sitting around on the couch wasting time, watching TV or doing things and delaying Salat al-Dhuhr. Salat al-Dhuhr kicked in around 12:55, but they go pray at 3:30 because they say, oh, still there's another hour before Asr, I can pray Salat al-Dhuhr. What is that individual, he or she, telling Allah? That what is my priority to you, Allah? You come second, third, fourth, or you come first? And then we ask, why doesn't Allah listen to our dua? Well, Allah is saying, protect your salah. حَافِظُوا عَلَى salat. And on بِنْبَيْنِ salat, which salah that we should protect more? وَالصَّلَاةُ الْعُسْتَى, the middle prayers, like we said last Friday, the Fajr and Asr. Because these are the two more crucial times. Most crucial, because one is coming where you have to kill sleep. The other is coming in the rush of the working day. The day is coming to an end. It's about to be Maghrib. And this salah can be easily slipped out of the hand. And then Allah says in the ayah, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. This is what I wanted to explain. What does it mean? قُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Get up for Allah's sake. Get up for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, rid of Allah. قَانِتْ. مَنْ هُوَ الْقَانِتْ. Who is the qanit? Someone who stands in prayer with sabr, with tahammul, with stability, who doesn't want to just spend a minute or 30 seconds while, who doesn't want to rush the Fatiha, rush the surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. No, qanit, someone who is standing with peace and tranquility. And where is the answer to the people who question, how can I acquire peace and tranquility in my life? Through salah. Why? Because when you pray and you say Allahu Akbar, and then you say the sana, and then you start slowly and easily, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. When you say it in this speed, in this way, you are being a qanit. Because when you, every minute that you're spending to recite the surah with easiness, not rushingness, you are standing, that amount of time that you're spending standing, this is the qanit. And the other meaning of qanit is the one qanitin lillah, those who pray extra nawafil sunan, not just the faraid. They don't just pray 2 rak'ah and fajr, 4 in dhuhr, and then 4 in asr, and 3 in maghrib, and isha 4, that's it. No, qanitin, they take care of their sunan. Sunnah of fajr, sunnah of dhuhr, isha, maghrib, etc. And the nawafil, extra, more than the sunnah they're praying. Qanitin, tahajjud, nafil, sunnah. In the sense of the Salatul Dhuha, after the sun rises, and then Salatul Awabin, Bain al-Maghrib wal-Isha, 6 rak'ah, in units of 2 and 2 and 2. These are the qualities of qanitin lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are spending time standing. Ahammu shay, the maximum time that you would spend in prayers were standing, because that's where you're reciting the surahs. The other things that you do in sujood, in ruku, in qa'da may be little compared to where you're standing, if you're praying 4 rak'ah or 2 rak'ah. So this is the meaning of what Allah says, وَقُومُ لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Get up for the Allah's sake, for the praise of Allah in your prayer, and then you get up and stand and perform every single thing slowly and easily. That is when you begin to have the sabr instilled in your heart. That is where you begin to acquire and instill in your mind peace and tranquility. You feel refreshed. That is what Rasulullah used to say to Bilal, Arahmi ya Bilal, O Bilal, refresh us, revitalize us. How? With your azan. And then we will pray together in the salah jama'ah. After we say assalamu alaikum to Allah, assalamu alaikum to Allah, we will feel rejuvenated, recharged. Did you ever know why we pray this Salatul Jum'ah, not at home. If you want to pray Jum'ah at home alone, you can't. There is no provision whatsoever in the Sharia. You have to come to place, either a musalla or a masjid or a place where people are praying Jum'ah in Jama'ah. That is the only way your Jum'ah will be accepted. Why? Because when you pray alone, you get revitalized alone, it is a small number. But when you see so many faces and get to know one another, we don't just come here to make the sujood, put this forehead on the ground and rush to work. Yes, we know we are pressed for time, there's only 30 minute lunch break, but at least it doesn't hurt a few seconds to say assalamu alaikum to Allah, assalamu to Allah, brother, assalam, and then go on. Because this hegemony, this harmony and peace that develops from the salah is one of the desired goals of salah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لكم وسائر المسلمين فاستغفروني الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وسنة بسنة الدين أما بعد. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, Salah, how important it is, you can see that those who make it to Jannah will still be asking about Salah. Now you might be thinking, wait a second, there's no prayer in Jannah. So what are they asking about? Allah SWT tells us in Surah Mudathir, in the Quran, in verses 40 to 43, that the people who made it to Jannah, they'll be asking about the prayer of someone else. إِلَّا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ فِي جَنَّاتٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرَ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُن مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُن نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. Subhanallah. Allah is giving us this ayah in Surah Mudathir to program us, to make us in a systematic infrastructure protocol that salah should be a very, very important pillar of your existence, wujud fi dunya. Mu'min without salah is hollow. It's like termite eating up, chewing the wood. The wood is only there waiting for seconds to blow a wind and it goes down. That is all. Please move forward, inshallah, so that we have space in the back for the brothers coming in late, inshallah. Move forward. What is salah? What is life without salah? What is a human being without salah? Look in these ayats, Allah says. إِلَّا أَصْحَابَ الْيَمِينَ. We know who's أَصْحَابَ الْيَمِينَ. People of the right. Who are the people of the right? Those who are successful in the mizan of hasanat. Those who are successful from the torment and questioning of accountability of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And they are getting their accolades and reward in Jannah. That's what Allah is saying. إِلَّا أَصْحَابَ الْيَمِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. They are in Jannah. They made it through the Surat. They made it through the Surat bridge. They are now in Jannah. And what are they doing there in Jannah? The moment they get in there, يَتَسَاءَلُونَ فِي جَنَّاتِ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. What are they asking question? Did you understand? What's the first question they ask? عَنِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. On the criminals, on the losers, the misers, the unsuccessful people who couldn't make it to Jannah. And there'll be a lot of people who wouldn't make it to Jannah. People who knew in this life, Muslims, Mu'mins, by name, by blood, by relation. We will know these people, but we won't find them in Jannah. So we will ask, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرُ. What took you, led you, drove you all the way to Saqar? Saqar yani نار جهنم, the azab of Jahannam. مَا سَلَكَ, meaning, what is Allah teaching us? What's in the hindsight, the hint of this ayah? Allah is saying, those who pray, those on the Salim, are soft-hearted people. Even in Jannah, look at the softness of their heart, that they are worried and concerned. About themselves? No. About the Mujrimeen. Still asking them. Look at the generosity. Look at the softness, the worriedness, the concern. Ukhuwa and brotherhood. These are the things that you can speak wonders about from these four ayats of translation. Allah is saying, Musallim are people whose hearts are connected, joined with their brothers and sisters, whose hearts are soft, that they immediately melt when they see somebody's pain and agony, who have the feeling for others that they will always try to save them. So even in Jannah, they're asking, Anil Mujrimeen, Mala Sadaqa, look at the style. The adat al-istifhan, sighat al-istifhan that Allah is giving us in this ayah, in Surah Al-Dafir, what they're asking, mu'minin, musallim, they're asking, ma salakakum fi saqar. It's in a very, like, in a very humble, softness way, not in a sarcastic, condescending way, critical way, but look, huh, you didn't make it to Jannah, you guys, bad, no. Worried, what happened to you? What made you to come to saqar, to jahim, nar? قالوا, they will say back, respond, لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. O people of the righteous, O Ashab al-Yameen, we could not join you in Jannah, even though we said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَشْهَدُ مَا رَسُولُ اللَّهُ. Because لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ, we were not from the people who were praying. Who is a musalli? الَّذِي يُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ. That's the first thing that Allah tells us. Who is the Musalli? In Surah Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. مَنْ هُمَ الْمُتَّقِينَ؟ هُدَى الْمُصَلِّينَ. لِمَاذَا؟ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَبَعْدَ إِيمَانِ بِالْغَيْبِ مَاذَا يَعْمَلُونَ؟ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. الإيمان بالغيب ما ينفعش. خلاص. إيمان in the unseen, believing in seeing. I believe in Allah, that's it. But I don't pray. It has nothing to do with the muttaqeen, with the people who are musalleen. One of the ahem sifa of muttaqeen, hudan lil muttaqeen, ahem sifa, ahem shay, by the iman billah, the iman bil ghayb, yuqeemoon as-salat. Alladheena yuqeemoon as-salat, iqamat as-salat. What is iqamat as-salat? Being always fixed in prayer. As the hadith of Rasulullah, he said, that sab'atun dhillahum Allah, yawm Allah dhillu illa dhillu. Seven types of people, seven qualities of people, that Allah will put them under His shade on the day of the scorching heat of sun, which is so close to earth, on the day of Qiyamah, Yawm al-Hashr. There is no shade except the shade of Allah's arsh. There is no building, there is no tall high rises, there is no mountains, there is no trees, nothing. Only the arsh of Allah, and people are scrambling, fighting to get in. But there's tall, strong angels thwarting them back. You don't have reason to get into the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have iqama, green card, to get into the shade of Allah. Look how much people do to scramble to get green card, iqama, visa in this dunya. There will be one day on the day of judgment, Yawm al-Mahshar, when people will be scrambling, please, I just want this shade. This Allah's our shade is so cool, so tranquil. I want to just get my foot in it. Let me spit my head, so that my head which is burning from the heat of the sun. But they'll say, no. Do you have a visa? What are the criteria of visa? سَبَعَةُ يُضَلُّهُ. Seven types of visas will be issued. مِنْ بَيْنِهِ. One type is رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. This is the hadith of Rasulullah. He said, there's a man or woman whose heart is مُعَلَّق. What is مُعَلَّق? It's a little bit of suspended. You are outside the masjid, but your heart is inside the masjid. You are working at your work, but your heart is in the masjid. You are at home with your wife and kids and family, but your heart is in the masjid. You are out in the park making picnic, but your heart is in the masjid. You are traveling on a bus or on a plane, but your heart is in the masjid. Why? Salah, 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 salah. This is what they said, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We are not from the prayers. We are not from the people who prayed. So therefore we are in Saqar. Because the question from the Ashab al-Yameen in Jannah was, مَا سَلَكَكْ. مَا, as we know in Adat al-Suwal in Arabic, نَحْو, is what? What caused you to come here? They didn't say fitna of shaitan. They did not say fitna of the world. They did not say woman. They did not say money. They did not say this and that. They said, لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. And how many of our Muslim brothers and sisters today in this world, not to go too far, just here in New Jersey, who don't pray? We have those kind of brothers and sisters. We see them at our work site, at our workplaces. Brother, I'm going for Jummah. Oh, you pray. Please make dua that I start praying too. SubhanAllah. By my dua, you start praying. Or by Allah's tawfiq, you will pray. Yes, please pray for me, brother. I don't pray. Please, may Allah give me enough iman. No, you have the iman, you have the guts. All you gotta do is just open your chest, not a bypass surgery, but just tap on your heart and ask,
Am I a slave of Allah, Abdullah, or am I Abdul Shaitan?
If the answer is either way, that will tell if you have the courage and guts to pray. So may Allah SWT give us the tawfiq to pray. We make dua for Brother Jawed, who passed away, the brother-in-law of Brother Muhammad Rauf, who's here with us. His brother-in-law Jawed passed away in Pakistan. We pray for his rahmah and for his jannah, that Allah enter him jannah. My grandfather, or my nana, he also passed away 2 days ago in Pescara. I just buried him 2 days ago. We pray for him also, that may Allah give his jannah and bless him, inshallah, in Jannat al-Firdaus. We also pray for those people who are sick. Brother Rehan's father-in-law, he's sick in England in a hospital. We pray that Allah give him shafa kamil and ajila. And we pray for our brother Hussein. As you see, he had a knee surgery, that may Allah bless him and bless his knee, and make him running very fast and jogging with us, inshallah, bisura, inshallah, for his recovery, inshallah. Allahumma fil muslimin wal muslimat, al mu'minin wal mu'minat.